sitting on the dock at the bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Otis. Well, and can you tell me how you and Otis wrote that song?
Well, that was his idea, and I will give him credit for his idea. And he started that sitting, staying in Bill Graham's boathouse in Sausalito. And that's where he came up with the idea. And kind of fools people, if you want to write it, you can. I tell it in my show, and that doesn't hit the masses. But he really wasn't talking about ships, and I kind of questioned him on the first verse, and he's talking about this. He watches the ships come, roll in, and he watches them roll away again. And I questioned him. He said, "You don't like it?" And I said, "No, I love it, but if you ever thought when a ship rolls, it's going to take on water and sink." Well, he wasn't talking about ships. He was talking about ferries.
Uh-huh.
And they roll up a big wake when they come in to park, you know, to let cars and people off. They all ferries do that, and that's what he was writing about.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't hit me till one time I was over there. I was in Tiburon, but overlooking the bay there, looking out over the water. I was out there to write with Robert Cray, and it was a Sunday, and I went down to get something to eat, and they said, "Oh, we don't have a restaurant in the hotel here, but you can get something across the street. There's a sports bar." So I'm over there eating a cheeseburger and watching NFL football, and I see this ferry coming over, and I'm going, "That's what Otis was talking about." And it took me that long to figure it out, because he said ships, and I helped finish it. You know, when I wrote with Otis, I always wrote about Otis, and you know, he picked up on that too. And I don't know who came up with "I Left My Home in Georgia." One of us did, but we did it together.
Right.
And I remember writing the changes to the bridge, and we came up with that. We really couldn't come up with correct lyrics exactly to fit the bridge. So he just kind of stupidly sang what he sang, and it seemed to work. I mean, Otis could get away with anything. And then the ending is true, that we never wrote endings to any of the songs that we wrote. Most of them were just ad-lib makeup stuff.
Right.
And even that song, even though it was kind of a moderate tempo song, we just did not take the time to write any kind of fade out stuff, and he couldn't think of anything either. He just started whistling. That's true. I do it live, and people think that I did the whistling, and I'm going, "No, it was Otis that did the whistling."
Right.
He wasn't
right.
All that good, but he was good on that one take.